Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. We are in this classroom, getting it in, learning, building, developing, sharing, and that's the important part. Okay, family? Gotta share. We gotta make sure that we're leaving a big enough footprint so that those that will come behind us will be able to see it, okay? That's what we're trying to do. So I hope everyone is doing their part, even if that is encouraging somebody else. Can we do that? So let's spend some time working on this, okay? We are having a very special show tonight. But before we get into that, before we get into all the good stuff, we have to do the work. We have to remember where we've been, right? So Sunday we had the Faith Walk, an incredible show. We celebrated an entire year of prayer, a year of taking the time to slowly break down, what does this prayer mean? You know, what does it mean to me? And, you know, we discovered more about God's will and God's intention for us, while also discovering, hey, these prayers can have personal meaning. You know, they can be personal to your family. They can be personal to your ancestry. They can bring up great memories of before, you know. It was really an educational opportunity. And, you know, Sister Faith went through, you know, what is this prayer? What does this prayer mean? Why does it mean that? And then challenged us to take it a step further. You know, what does the prayer mean to us individually? And, you know, we have to stop and take our time and figure that out sometimes. So it was a wonderful program. If you want to check it out, you can always go to wonderfulapproach.com or Wonderful Approach Facebook page. It has all of our shows up there and just gives us an opportunity. Hey, remember this. Think about this. You know, for me, take some notes on this. You know, I'm sure I go through more than my share of pen and paper. And then last week this time, we were doing, you know, one of my favorite and one of the more most important ideas and concepts. After that faith, after the love, you know, I love that toolbox show we did recently too. But after we go through all that, you know, we have to go through the gratitude. And gratitude is a feeling and a thought that, you know, if you weren't born with, if you haven't been taught it, it can take a minute to get it. That's why we have to spend the time learning what we can learn now, right? And it's so funny, this weekend I was working, like, you know, I work most weekends. I usually work 2 or 3 places every weekend. But this weekend, I think I said the word gratitude in one night about 20 times. And the young lady was like, okay, I get it. Gratitude. I said, do you really get it? Do you really understand? Do you want me to say it again? You know, every answer to her question was the word gratitude. And even when she didn't want the answer to her question to be gratitude, it was gratitude. And so it was so wonderful having that experience with her and also taking the time to say, hey, look, you have to be able to see and be grateful in all aspects of this at all times. And so, you know, it was, I got a chance to flex and practice that gratitude muscle, because sometimes when you're going through it, I can't see nothing grateful about it. I don't want to see anything grateful about it. I'm in my feelings, I'm in my thoughts, and that's just where I'm comfortable, that's what I'm going to say. And Spirit was like, no, not with Mama Seven around, you ain't. You're going to find ways to be grateful even in the thick of things. Because really, of course, you know, don't get me sidetracked, but in the thick of things, in the test, That's really our testimony. That's when we begin to really understand what's going on, what are we doing, and everything else like that. So last week, last Wednesday in the classroom, we were talking about that gratitude piece. And it was a great program, very important for us to remember. Now, this program, Celebrating You, I've done this before. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I've done this before. And I have to do it again and again and again. Because I have to tell you, it's easy to forget about, us. And it's like, what do you mean? How can we forget about we? You know, how do we forget about us? And we forget about us because we're busy, because the kids need us, so we think. So our spouses need us, so we think. You know, we have all these other priorities going on, and we don't talk about us. But it's too important to forget us, because this world is not responsible for celebrating you. You know, I hate to tell you, all these people you want to put in front of you, they don't necessarily celebrate you either. You know what I'm saying? I have two lovely children, and they get busy in their own lives. They don't be turning around trying to celebrate with me. And so I found I was like, we have to take the time out to recognize when we are doing something good. We have to take the time out to recognize when something good is going on around us. We do. Don't wait for, you know, the president, the mayor to come and say hello to you. Don't wait for anything. When you can see that you are hitting the mark, every now and again, you got to stop and pop your collar, okay? You stop, pop your own collar. And one person who I do this with often, you know, or helps remind me to do it, I want her, let me see, press one. If you can press one and we can get the show started, because, I'm going to tell everyone, knows I have partners. I have people that help me. So when I tell you, where's your fast buddy? That's because I just got the phone with mine, okay? When I talk about, hey, if you're having some problem, reach out to your accountability coach. That's because I just got the phone with mine. You know, and when I'm like, hey, I had to speak to my conscience. I had to speak to the one that helped me to clear my head. That's because I stay on the phone with mine, okay? It's so important that we celebrate those that are ourselves, and we have to allow those around us in on that. So I see my sister here, got her, and I call this my bad sister. Let's see where she at. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Love and life, family. Love and life. How are you?
Sister Makita, how you doing?
I am grand.
If y'all don't know, if you need a party, Sister Makita is hosting, okay? She always got something going on. She is a prankster and a jokester, a horrible prankster and jokester. And I just absolutely love her energy. She's taken some time out of her grandmama duty, which just doubled up on her real hard. And so she's taking a minute out to celebrate with us and to, you know, kind of help us remind ourselves, hey, where's the good part of you? Where's the wonderful part of you? And so I'm so glad you took a second away from the flutter and the cakes, you know, just so you can say, hey, it's okay to celebrate you.
Absolutely. We talk so much, and just knowing that you're a huge part of my support system, I am forever and forever grateful.
Amen.
And I think that's like the biggest thing, to understand that you don't have to do everything right. You don't have to know everything. We were all perfectly imperfect. And through those perfections, the Most High is still able to use us. Because you never know who's watching, you know. You don't know who's watching to see how you're handling that situation. And you don't know who's watching to say, okay, she broke down. No, she bend. I'm like, bamboo, I'm a bend, but I'm not going to break. So I might bend, but I know I have to get back up because that's just how strong the Most High has made me. You know, but even in the strength, you have to take those moments to be humble, to use your support system, and to give thanks and praise that it could have been worse. You could have been in a worse situation. There is somebody around you that's worse off than you. So that allows you to be even that much more grateful in whatever you're going through. Gratitude is the top of my list.
Okay. And you go through things in life. You know what I'm saying? I promise you, I live pretty close to the letter. I try to do right. And then I try to do right, and then I try to do right again. I really am close, and it's still not there. You know what I'm saying? I still have mess ups and faux pas. There's still times where I'm like, man, I could have done this a little bit tighter. I could have held this. I could, you know, I'm still going through that and still having those very human moments where, man, I wish I could have just held here. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever it is, everybody has their different aspects. And so as we're still trying to work on this and work on our human selves, I'm like, but didn't I do a good job? You know, and I think everybody needs to take a time, and I'm talking to everybody. I don't care how new, old, I don't care where you are in this understanding. I don't care if you just got up from having your butt cut. Take a minute and try to evaluate where you are in this whole series of things, because, you know, you can't keep, you know, downing yourself. You got to take a minute and say, but you did do this right. Even if what you did right was say, hey, I surrender. I'm going home. I'm not going to keep fighting. I'm out of here. I'm going to give it back to the world, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The same way we have overstanding and forgiveness of other people, we have to take that time to be kind and gentle with ourselves. And for some people, that's extremely difficult. But you will forgive someone who has done horrible things to you time and time again to the point where it's habitual, it's just disgusting, it's toxic. And you will continue to forgive that person because, oh, they were having a bad day. Oh, they were going through this. Oh. But you don't allow yourself to have a bad day, just physically feel well, to just be tired because of all the running you have been doing. So it's important we are kind and gentle to ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? You deserve it.
One, you deserve
it. And with that being said, I would like to say something to you, Mama Susan.
Oh, Lord.
As the awesome person that you are. You know, we fuss about being voluntold because it is the truth. The truth is an absolute, and that's just what it is. But through those moments of us being voluntold, we have all grown, and we've had the opportunity to watch other people glow in our presence through some very horrible situations because of your patience. You know, because of sometimes your sternness, because it's very matter of fact, because things must be done in decency and in order. You know, a lot of people are just so out of order that when you do check them on it, they don't see the love behind it because, as you say, the baby elephants, y'all need to get in the middle and let us do what we do as the adult elephants to take care of you.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are able to take that tutelage, and then when they glow, it's just an awesome thing because they know that one day they'll be outside and these tinier humans will be on the inside expecting their protection and their guidance. So I want to thank you for everything that you have done.
For
not only this platform and this show, but all the other shows that have come about because of what you were doing, and
Amen.
You did it as a team. You've never said, I got this. I got it's us. It's you know what? I don't know nothing about this, so I'm gonna look over here to you and come on, get up in the front and just do what you do, shine and teach me.
That's right,
and that's a beautiful thing. So I want to thank you for that.
Amen.
Now, if I would have told you I was going to say that, you would have been like, no, don't say it. Don't say
I
it.
I sure would
have. So I had to put you on something.
I got a mute button.
I love you.
Over
and
here.
That's
I sure
one of
gotten you.
You would not let me say it. And see, that's one of the reasons when I say thank you for being an inspiration to the inspirational.
Amen.
Because we all have different things that we're doing. But you, and because of that, that gives us the, you know, that little extra energy and that extra that we need to get through whatever moment we're going through so that we can go ahead and continue to help the circle, you know, whatever the Most High is telling us to do in the circle. So I thank you and I appreciate you.
Man, let me tell you, thank you so much. I'm going to receive the compliment. I want everybody to know your time is coming when I call you. And I hear you. I'm like, hey, do you got 10 minutes? They're like, oh, snap, it's happening. It's happening to me. Here I am, okay? And I want you to know it's not always comfortable. Everyone on this line, the one that will check out the show later, everybody will tell you it's uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. And just when you thought you were super flexible and you got this, I'm going to push you a little bit more. And... But I celebrate those moments when you see the after effect, when you're like, whoa, I really did this. Whoa, I really got this. You know, and that, when I talk about popping collars, that is what really gets me excited. When I see people doing what they're supposed to do, oh, I love it. That's how I be celebrating me. And I'm good for calling people and saying, hey, did you see when you just did that? That's great. You did a good job. Celebrate you. You know, I like to think that I'm good at letting people know, hey, this right here that you thought you couldn't do, you did. And it was great and wonderful. So this is why we have to do this. Because sometimes it does get heavy. I ain't going to lie to you, y'all. You know, and I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about life gets heavy. Situations come up, and it gets heavy. And that, just know there's a place where you can put that burden down for just a minute, straighten your back, relax a little bit. And somebody say, wow, you drug that boulder a whole 3 steps, and you thought you walked 3 miles, but but you did get 3 steps. Celebrate your 3 steps, because when you were sitting there holding, you didn't think you were going to be able to get anywhere. You didn't think you were going to be able to do it. So we got to celebrate in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is so important. It's so important. And, you know, I love to remind people by inspiring them, inspiring people by reminding them. I love the hey, don't forget you just did this. And, you know, people were like, and it almost killed me, but it didn't. But it felt like it did, but it didn't, okay? It didn't kill you.
Right.
You're okay. Yeah.
Okay. I also think that for a big part of celebrating yourself is boundaries. Establishing and maintaining important boundaries, because your physical, mental, emotional health, all of those things are extremely important. So you can't expect someone to respect what you have going on and respect your most valuable asset, which is your time. You can't expect for them to respect that if you don't respect them.
Hey.
It's not that I'm not willing to assist, but don't catch me on a Wednesday. Well, why not? Because that's my social name. The end, you know, or if you want me to do it, I can do it on this day or that day. Oh, well, I really wanted to. Well, I have to work on this day to eat. So, no, But if you want my assistance, I can still do it. But these are my days of availability. So you get in where you fit in. And then people will respect your time.
Yeah.
If you respect.
People will respect you. Not only will they respect your time, but they'll respect you. So, and it's funny you bring that up because I'm funny about my time. You know, you want to have a pity party, you try to, you got 15 whole minutes. If I like you, you got 15. If I don't, you got 10. But, you know, I am very funny about my time. I don't lend my time to negativity. I don't lend my time to backbiting. I don't lend my time to those types of things. I don't. I'll tell you quick, okay, well, we're going to wrap this one up, you know, and we're going to make a prayer and tuck that thing in and call it a day because that's not for us to worry about. And so you have to, in order to celebrate you, you have to protect your boundaries. You have to protect yourself. You have to be moving in the positive. I remember I was speaking to my mother just today, and I said, you know what, I don't know if the world is ready for these next steps I'm about to take, but I'm about to take them. And she's like, okay. That's really what it is. That's what it is. You got to know who you are. You have to move according to what you're trying to accomplish and then make it happen. You know, that's part of celebrating you. You can't live your life by somebody else's lens. You know, oh, well, what is Junebug over here doing? Or what is that one over here doing? What are all these other? No, you got to live for you. And don't worry about what it looks like. God got you. Don't worry about how it's done. God got you. You know, sometimes I see things, I'm like, wow, we could not have choreographed that one better. You know what I'm saying? We could, there's no way we could have done that. That spirit had to have done that because us humans, we can't do that.
No.
So,
so many beautiful things happen just by being obedient and watching God be magical, you know?
Amen.
One thing that came to mind when you were, I do weekly affirmations with the power up, and when I do it, one of my favorite ones is, you know, God don't play about me.
Amen.
So if I'm feeling some kind of way, or if I'm feeling like somebody is out of order, I give myself about 5 minutes to have a little Brooklyn moment. You know, if it's going, you know, 10 minutes, okay, now you know you're going to have to stop this because you got other stuff to do. I'll give myself some time to have that moment to feel that way, but then I have to remind myself of who I am. And I can't expect these blind people over here to see the vision that God has given me because it's for me. So when I accept that and I honor that, I can remind you that God does not play about me. Don't believe me? Watch it.
Okay.
I am a living testimony. I'm a living testimony.
Okay.
So when you have those moments, when you're saying don't have it. So just remember who God is and who you are to God.
Absolutely. I say it all the time. And I just want to remind everybody, this is a regular show. Press 1, you want to join in. You got something you want to celebrate about yourself. You got something that you done seen, and you're like, oh, no, I need to speak on this one because I know God be right up on it. I got to celebrate God moving in my life. I got to celebrate the way God is putting me in order, even if I wasn't planning on going in order. I got to – this is the night you press 1. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk, shout about it. You can even get a little mad about it if you want to. Do what you need to do. But this is what we're doing when we say we're celebrating ourselves. And look, I got one right off the top. We're going to have to get Sister Makeda because we got to get into this. We got to share into this.
All right.
Welcome to the program. Greetings.
Greetings, my sister. It's your girl, Sister Faith. Let me tell you
Lord
something.
Have mercy.
You know, that's what I got, the victory. The old gospel song, I got the victory. Let me tell you something.
That's
celebration.
Right.
Whew, as I enter I'm on the eve of my new chapter of life. But I promise you one thing. I promise you one thing, that if I didn't get the opportunity to see for myself that I have come so far, that I cannot give up now, that there's no way you can sit down, that God will put people in your life that you think, you have an assumption about them. You know them so long, you done assumed something about them. And God is saying, no, watch this. Let me show you, daughter. I'm going to show you, son, because you have a mission, and I want you to continue on your path. And if you allow this thing to stop you, then what will I be able to do with you? I need to be able to say, good job, my good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Honey, I'm happy. Y'all got me in here excited. Talk about boundaries. You listen, you learn how to use the boundaries. Then you got to figure out how to use them the right way. You know what I mean, girl? You talking about giving praise to Mama Seven because of who she is. Let me listen.
Amen.
I like this because she can't stop us from talking. You know me
and
Makita get to get in trouble.
Keep going.
Listen, Mama Seven, I had to call her sometimes and say, listen, I want you to know I love you, but you get on my nerves. Because she has held my hand through some of my darkest moments that nobody else even knows about. But she stood with me as I tarried and pushed and fight myself. Let me tell you, this woman is a blessed woman of God. And if you don't know that for yourself, you better find out today. Please don't come this way with no foolery. She not lying about that 15 minutes. I have seen her hang up on people. All right, got to go. Click. Like, not even extra words. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. I'm going to celebrate you, sister, because I know
Amen.
What you have done with me on my walk, hanging out with me on my little journey, on my path. She come visit
Amen.
Our path. So when you get that phone call, you better understand she's visiting your path to let you know that you see that big old boulder up there? Yes, sis, you can't go around that. You got to climb over it. Listen, I'm telling you, I appreciate it. But back to the celebration thing, I've been celebrating this week because my born day is on Friday. My twin's born day is on Friday.
That's right.
And I have started to do new things. When you start to celebrate the blessings in your life, when you start to look at what God has already done, there is no way you cannot be excited about who you are.
That's right.
You got to love
it.
You got to step back and say, my God, you thought so much of me, little old me.
Yep.
Yeah. All these people on the earth, and you thinking about me?
I promise you. It's wonderful.
All night.
Amen.
But thank you for letting me get my 2 cents in and preach for half
Amen.
A second.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You got 14 and a half whole minutes. I promise you. Whenever you need them, you just let me know. 14 and a half, just for you.
Love you, Sister Faith.
I love you more.
Amen. Yeah, look, I get you. I promise you, I'm a professional. I will get you. I'm not gonna let you be short with you. See, God has given one of the gifts. You know, I have this big long resume of gifts that I have from God. We all do. I just could take the time to recognize mine, and in this bliss is God grants me the ability to see the best in you. I call them my rose-colored glasses. And when I see it, I can't see nothing else. It's like you can't unsee what you done seen. So that's it. I see it. I see the blessing in you. And so I'm just trying to help you get there. Hey, can we push a little harder? Can we try this? But I see the beauty in you. So it's hard for me to see anything less.
Yes. I think it's also important that you reward yourself for those little steps.
Yes.
you know, it's something that you, somebody, they would buy their little frappes or whatever. Only after they achieve certain things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, guess what? Yeah. That's fine. Because you earned it. You know, you really could have it every day if you want to, but you decided to use that as one of your reward system to yourself. That doesn't mean you have to go and buy the whole house one. That just means and your vehicle from here to here, just have your moment and your fun with it. And it's when people learn to reward those small steps, it doesn't seem like such a big obstacle, you know?
Right.
People are like, how do you eat an elephant? You know, one bite at a time.
Bit by bit.
You know?
Bit by bit.
You don't open your mouth and swallow the whole thing. It's still one bite at a time. So for every little thing that you accomplish, find a way to reward yourself. And one of the biggest rewards that we do all the time, that you talk about all the time, is prayer. Giving thanks and praise to the Most High. You know, forget me through it. When I saw it, I couldn't. You know, giving thanks and praise for like, you closed that door. I almost went clean into it. But, you know, thank you, population. Thank you. Thank you. You completely closed it and you put some cement up there, you know, because that wasn't for me. And then I turned around and it was just all this beauty that was sitting there for me.
Right.
You know, so look, understanding you said sometimes.
You said something that we got to share, we got to highlight, we got to talk about. You said some of these little things that you reward yourself with, that you share, they're only for you. You don't have to share everything with everybody. And as parents, that can be a little difficult because you're used to, you know, I'll take one, I'll give you two. I'll take one, I'll give you two. You're so used to sharing your core. You're so used to sharing your sleep, your bed, your thoughts. You know, it's like I can't get two nickels without giving you one, you know. And so we have to get to the point where not only do we see the blessing, but some of those blessings are for us. You know, some of those blessings, God's like, I'm going to give you this this blessing, but it's only for you. And the second you start trying to divvy it out like you do, it's going to dry up. It's not going to be special. You're not going to get around to it. This is for you. And so when we take the time to see and recognize our blessing and we get to see our little celebrations, I think, well, I know I get a deeper level of gratitude for them because I'm like, you know, God, I know you set that out just for me to take advantage of. I see it. You know, I see that little feather sitting there, you know, waiting for me in the wind. How's a feather stay still in the wind? It don't, not unless it would sit there just for you, and that wind is only to get your attention. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of stuff where I'm like, wow, you know, this really is for me, you know. And so don't hesitate to enjoy something for yourself because you deserve it. You deserve
absolutely.
It. Look, I got another caller that wants to speak. So let's go to the phone line real quick. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, ladies. It's Melissa. How are you?
This is Melissa.
How are you?
How are you?
First of all, you know what? Today I woke up in a great, great mood. And if you can tell by the tone of my voice, I am still in a great mood. Great news.
Yes, I can.
And that is something to be grateful for. Listen, hearing Sister Faith on the phone had me crack it up because I was getting ready to say, it sounded like 12-9 on the phone today.
Yes, it is.
And I ain't mad at you.
Damn.
Yes, and you should. And you should. It is your time, my Sagittarian sister. This is your time.
Yes.
So we're talking about celebrating ourselves. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say that I really feel like the gratitude and the thanking and, you know, just to God alone for the small things and the major things that I can remember, I really feel I do. Like, I don't feel like, I mean, of course I can improve, but I don't feel like it's a faltering thing. So
let me tell you, from your birthday pictures, I'm going to say you celebrate you. Your birthday.
Yes, I do.
Your birthday. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was like, what? Okay, that's the way to do it.
I do. Every once in a while, I'll go a little extra for myself. But I want to say that the thing that I want to celebrate is my confidence in my spiritual walk. Like, I'm hearing things from people, and I think what they're seeing as growth is my confidence being stronger.
Amen.
So I want to celebrate that. I want to celebrate the compliments that I've heard about myself. I've heard things that it is great that I can see my problem in a certain situation and that it's not just the other person. I like that I can take that criticism and try to apply it in a way that's going to benefit me and others going forward. I love that I intentionally use any of my superpowers for good. For the most part, not always what happens, but it's I intentionally try to use it for good because I can be bad. I don't want to be bad. That's not who I want to be. That's not how I want to be. If that's how I wanted to be, I wouldn't be with a wonderful approach because we don't want to be bad. You know what I mean?
Right. Correct.
So I just want to say that I didn't get to get on the call last week, but my attitude for gratitude is in almost everything that I do, whether it's subconsciously or not, meaning I have a positive upbeat on a natural level. I'm not I used to be a wallower in sorrow, but I am a naturally upbeat person. I'm a naturally high energy person. And I'm glad and thankful that God gave me that because it helps me see a lot of problems in another way to help me find a way to overcome those issues. Even if overcoming those issues mean I have to lean on someone for some advice, if I just need to do some type of work but need someone to help guide those steps to make sure I'm doing those right. I am still, I still got a long way to go. Like I'm still, you know, I got a long, long way to go. But I'm more sure-footed, and I am grateful for that, and I want to celebrate that.
Yes. You need to. You need to, because confidence is sometimes that's the last piece. The knowing is sometimes the last piece to this puzzle of getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? And so 100%, that confidence will help you to fake it till you make it, you know, and help put you in places and spaces that mentally others shy away from because they're not prepared for. You know what I'm saying? So 100%, you are correct, and we got to celebrate it. Anything that you do and you do well and you're doing the right energy and you're doing it for the right reason, celebrate that 100%.
I also want to add that I would like to celebrate the fact that I really do now realize that people do come to me or my opinion on situations. Like, I ain't gonna lie, people who come to me who I swear is way smarter than me, got it way together, like way, way together. Like, why are you coming to me? But today,
I can actually understand
why they come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flattering. You know what I mean? Like, it's something to be celebrated.
It's nice to be celebrated. It is. Amen. You're speaking the truth. All right.
Your glory is wonderful.
I'm so glad. Look, I'm so glad that you get the roads ready for us in that Sagittarius season, okay? You get the roads ready for us.
I can tell you I got more Sagittarius than I got Scorpio. I got five placements. Don't play with me. It's in my love. It's in my Venus. It's my rising. I got a lot of sad dreams. Don't play around. Don't play around. I might tell y'all arrows up, but my singer got some of that too. Don't play.
That's right. Oh, gotcha. That's that steam. That's that water with all that fire. That's where that steam comes in, and it'll get you. It'll get you. Blessings. Thank you so much for sharing. Look. so, Sister Makita. You got everybody excited about celebrating you. So I got one more caller I got to get, maybe two. But let me ask you, how do you celebrate you? You know, because we're thanking everybody and, you know, hearing all these wonderful messages, that's wonderful. But how do you take the time to say, hold on, with all of my responsibilities that I accept within the community, with managing my children, my grandchildren, with everything that I'm trying to do in this understanding that I have, how do you manage celebrating you? What do you do?
Continuous self-care, taking some time just for me, enjoying my quiet time. I love my own company. I can be in the crowd and enjoy it, but if I'm by myself, I'm equally happy because I enjoy my own company. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. If there's something that I really, Sister Melissa, this was a few years ago with all her little wonderful bags, and I saw some of them bags. I was like,
Super bad. That's lovely.
Yeah. I was like, that is me. Now, I knew I couldn't do it right then, but I knew I had something coming up, and I was like, that's your gift to yourself. And I made sure I got one. I made sure I got my luggage set. Why? Because it was beautiful, it was awesome. And I love supporting other people, but that was a way to reward me for the things that I do, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can just be a piece of clothing that I might not normally get, but guess what? I went through all this last week. You know, like, for instance, I just had two babies in less than 3 weeks. I'm tired of being pregnant. I'm not pregnant anymore, so... Maybe I just want to spend a little extra time at the gym because I couldn't do it before because I was so busy worried about other people. So getting myself back into a beautiful routine for me, you know, getting my self-care back continuously, not conveniently or sporadically, but continuously is a way for me to celebrate me. You have some people out here. Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind people real quick, you just said something else. Self-care is not always convenient. Sometimes it's not always convenient. Sometimes you got to get to your self-care kicking and screaming and pushing people back and you know, fighting your way to it. I don't care. Do whatever you have to do to get what is due you, what feels good for you, what is going to make you... Do it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that point, that's what I'm talking about. Fight your way through. And it's not always convenient. I promise you, them babies always need something. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to believe it.
They
need you do too. You always need something. Yeah, just like the baby sees something, you need something too. I promise you. So, if you ask any parent, hey, could you use an afternoon to yourself, the answer will be yes. You know, if you ask any parent, hey, would a loose $50 mean something to you? Yes, it would, you know. Mm-hmm. And so take the time, budget you in, you know, when it comes to, like, how I do my self-care, I have to budget me in. I will make it an appointment for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be going anywhere, doing anything, but this is my time. And whatever I do within me, this little window right here, that's for me. And sometimes that window seems like forever away. It may be 2 weeks away. It may be 3 weeks away. But it's my time, you know. And so when you're celebrating you, even if you got to budget it out, even if you got to plan it out, even if you got to make arrangements on them kids, I don't care what you got to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the time.
That's right.
Before we move into prayer, there's one more call I want to get, Sister Makita. I got one more call, okay? And then I'm going to come back to you, and we're going to talk about what we need people to remember about celebrating you. But I want to grab the caller real quick. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Fine, hon. How you doing, Mama Seven?
I'm good. Is this the new Yawo?
This is the new Yawo.
Alafia. Alafia, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, but surprisingly, really, surprisingly, I am.
I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you. Surprisingly, you're doing well. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yes,
I'm glad
yes.
to hear you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you have a whole lot to celebrate going on. And I know you can't go into great details, but, you know, share with us for a half minute how you're celebrating you.
I got a lot of things off my chest. Some things I'm still working with as far as anger management. Okay, yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Yes, yes.
But I got that off my chest, and you know, I keep telling myself things are gonna work out. We in this now. This is what you wanted for a long time, and
Amen.
You know, you've been putting it off and putting it off because of other things. But now that I'm here in this new step, in this new spot in my life, it is enlightening. It's very enlightening.
Amen.
I do my readings, I do my talking, I do my meditation, and it's very enlightening. And I'm glad I'm in it. I'm really glad I'm in
so
it.
Awesome.
And I just want to thank you and the rest of our Tennessee group for standing with me, encouraging me all these years, and I'm grateful. I'm really grateful that y'all saw the potential. Mother Khadija, talking to the ancestors, especially my mom, saw the potential, and, you know, I know I'm on the right road, so I'm just grateful to everybody involved.
That is so wonderful. That's so, look, celebrating you will have you in that gratitude. It's like the two almost go hand in hand, you know?
Right.
Congratulations to you on your new road, on your new understanding in life. May it lead you where you desire to. May God and ancestors watch over you as you go through this entire process. May that your ancestors be pleased with your actions and continue the good work from here on and on. I say, you know?
I say, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Deep, deep, deep. Look, I'm trying to tell you, I don't care who you are, I don't care how old you are, I don't care how young you are, I don't care how much money you think you got, I don't care how much money you think you don't got, none of that matters. When you are going to celebrate you, when you're going to lift your hand up, when you're going to say, hey, I am deserving of this moment, it like explodes in New Year's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. I remember I met an old man in laundromat. An old man, he was telling me about his recently deceased wife. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was telling me about how much he loved her and everything. I was like, okay, all right, wonderful. And I'm like, I don't know why you're talking to me. I know you're essential over here, but I don't know why, because I don't hear nothing about no relationships. Whatever you do, don't tell me about no relationship. And he said, you know, she made every night Christmas Eve. He said every night was Christmas Eve and every day was New Year's. And I was like, dang, you know, do you know how hard it is? You know, the energy of Christmas Eve. I didn't grow up a Christian. All I know about Christmas Eve is from movies, right? And in the movies, the kids could barely sleep, and they're waiting for Santa to come, and the parents are working together, even if they've been fighting all year, they're working together. And he said she made every night Christmas Eve and every day New Year's. I was like, whoa. So when you're celebrating yourself, I was like, okay, all right, well, maybe I need to rethink this whole relationship idea because that sounds awesome. That sounds wonderful.
That takes intention.
Oh,
it
my
takes
goodness.
Prayer. It takes partnership to achieve that.
I think before you can even get into the partnership, I think there has to be a joy within self.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know you. You got to be in a loving relationship with yourself. You have got, and I think once you start putting all that energy inward, it's going to come up out the top of your head, and the right person is going to see your signal, and they're going to be like, hey, that's my person over there. That's my light. That's my New Year's. Because everybody's New Year's isn't the same. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's idea of Christmas Eve isn't the same. But when you see your light, you're going to be like, I can see that. I connect with that. So I want to tell everybody in my last two seconds, when celebrating you, celebrate you for real. Get into you. What are you doing? And you will find the more that you celebrate yourself and look at yourself celebratory, all of that, the more you do that, the more you'll start attracting what you're looking for. You know, it's that whole law of attraction thing. You know, the more you put into you, the more that that's going to attract what you're looking for. So celebrate, when you're celebrating you, do it all the way. I would celebrate myself if, no, take the if out. Do it all the way. How do you get fully into yourself?
Because you deserve it.
Because you deserve it. Because God loves you. Because you need to set a good example for those around you. You know, what are some other reasons you get to celebrate yourself? While we're doing this, let's do a minute of reasons to celebrate self. Because you deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Because you survived it.
Ooh.
You survived something.
Because you
and
desire
if I
it.
Like what I did. Yeah. True.
Because you desire it. I desire, so I'm putting the energy out, so I'm getting it. All right, what else?
Why? You're worthy.
Worthy, okay. Because I am love expressing love.
Mm. Because I am God's child.
Because I have joy in my heart.
Because I have peace in my soul.
Because I'm celebrating a job well done.
I am abundant.
Okay, you're going to win. I'm going to give you the win. I'm going to give you the win. Look, y'all got that. Okay? I'm say what it is, and then you guess who it is. Because God said, I can have what I want. Now, which one of them children said that? You know it's one of them Oshunis, okay? Because God said, I can have what I want.
Maybe.
Come on.
The fairy.
The fairy.
Wait.
Now that's pretty
bad. It could be a couple of them. It could be the fairy. It could be Habiba.
You know that's who it is.
It's all them together. You know, you touch one and the next one lights up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So pick you a reason, family. It doesn't matter to me. But pick you a reason to celebrate you. Pick you a reason. Pick you a cause to get wrapped up and caught up in. Pick you an opportunity to sit back and look at the good work that you have done. And I promise you that helps to encourage you to keep going. It helps others around you that can see the work tell you to keep going. And the more you push, the more you get, the more you get, the more you push. And then we have all this energy moving in the positive, flowing abundantly. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what we're trying to get to. So I want to thank everybody, especially my co-host that don't take time away from the babies, but she did tonight to help celebrate. I appreciate you, sister. I appreciate you. This was a lot of fun. And I put my mute button down tonight, so you got me tonight. I appreciate all that you do, okay? yes, look, everybody should have enough now. There ain't no excuse. So when I'm talking to, you know, everybody knows when I call, I'm going to ask you a couple things. One thing I'm going to ask you is what's your prayer life like, right? Everybody knows that. But I think I want to start adding this celebration piece. What are you doing to celebrate you? Because if you got your prayer life right, celebrating you should not be difficult. You know what I'm saying? So let's spend some time in this. It's worth the time because you're worthy, right? Oh, moving into prayer, moving into prayer, moving into prayer. I want to thank everyone that spent the time with us, and I hope you find a new way to celebrate. Father, Mother, God, we come before you joyfully, happy, excited, knowing that you are with us, knowing that you love us, knowing that you are creating new opportunities for us to grow within ourselves. God, we come before you, taking a moment to put our burdens down so that we can smile, we can stretch, we can enjoy this new of this new horizon. God, I know the plans that you have that are daunting, but we're going to take a moment to be light, to be joyful, to be childlike, to laugh a little bit, to do all of this before we hunker down and get into this work that is for us. God, I want to thank you for giving us all the opportunity to see your light. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to take part in the joyful celebration of this world. With all of the chaos and confusion, there's still joy, there's still beauty. God, I want to thank you for giving me the health to be able to see and to be here to continue to see these beautiful children today. God, I want to thank you for all of the opportunities that you give to us. May they continue to multiply, 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 and we continue to be the best citizens that we can be. Amen.